Well, only days to go until the New South Wales state election, and for the seat of Coffs Harbour, Andrew Fraser retiring after 28 years, and it's hard to believe for a lot of people, you know, 28-year-olds walking around, they've known nothing other than Andrew Fraser as their local member. For the Nationals, their candidate is Gurmesh Singh, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Gurmesh, good morning.
Morning, Muffy.
Now, look, Gurmesh, this is probably our last chance we'll have a chat about, you know, the election coming up and about you. I guess, like we've done with the other candidates over the last week and a half or so, just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Our family's been here for three generations. I was born at the Coffs Hospital up on Victoria Street, the old one. Went to Whoopee Public, Whoopee High. When I finished high school, I decided to go down to Sydney to study industrial design because I wanted to design cars for a living. And I ended up in marketing for Qantas. Then worked in advertising for a little while, working on some pretty big brands. And then decided with my wife that it's time to move back home because, you know, raising a family here is better than raising one in Sydney. So we've got two young kids now. I moved back here, worked at a little software company, and I've been working on the family farm for the last 5.5 years.
And that's the thing. I mean, you've seen both sides from business, but also from farming as well.
That's right. Look, farms are small businesses as well. You know, our farm employs a whole number of people, but working in the advertising world and for a big company like Qantas, I mean, Qantas is one of Australia's largest employers, you do get to an understanding of how, you know, a big company like that works, how decisions are made. And then I've worked down in a smaller family-owned business as well, and there was only, I think, 8 of us in the company. And obviously then running our own farm as well, you get to learn a lot about the different taxes and how to interact with the different government agencies. And, yeah, it's not easy running a small business. I wish they taught us more of that at school.
So late last year when the Nationals had pre-selection and you were pre-selected as their candidate, I remember one of the comments made by Andrew Fraser was, he's going to wear his boots out because there's going to be a lot of walking between then and now. You have done a lot of door knocking and a lot of walking, haven't you?
I've worn one set of boots out. I blew one of the toes out a couple of weeks ago. So I'm on to my second pair. But yeah, look, we've door knocked every suburb from Red Rock down to Bonneville. We might not have got to every house, but we have literally walked up nearly every street. And it's great. I've lost a bit of weight. I'm feeling a pretty fit. But what it allowed me to do is basically really get to understand the issues that are facing people in Coffs Harbour. So, you know, the bypass is a big issue for people west of Coffs Harbour. People on the northern beaches have felt, you know, a little bit ignored by, you know, council for some time. So they need some representation up there to make sure we get the services spread all over Coffs Harbour. There's a really positive feeling on the ground at the moment about where the state's economy is at. But obviously we do have issues with youth unemployment that also need to be addressed.
We'll talk about youth unemployment soon, but I want to talk about with policing because it's something I know in the last 3 years working here and talking to the local police here about, you know, the problems that there are with drugs and the link that drugs, like whether it's cannabis, ice, whatever it is, the link it has with crime and being able to tackle that.
We all know drugs drive a whole lot of other crime and we need to get drugs out of our community. That's why on Sunday our government released a policy called a drug supply prohibition order. What that will allow the police to do is specifically target a convicted drug dealer. Mm-hmm. And if the police consider that they're likely to continue in drug supply, then they don't have to apply for multiple warrants. So they can basically go out and stop that crime in progress without having to go back through court if the courts decide that that person is likely to reoffend.
Because it's something, Gurmesh, I think that we really do need, especially here on the Coffs Coast.
That's right. So what the police feedback has been back to the government is, you know, that the small-scale suppliers and dealers keep getting away with it. So what this will allow is that they'll be able to catch people, you know, soon after they've reoffended and basically get them off the streets and into the justice system.
Now, this is going to start off as a pilot program, I believe, and Coffs Clarence is one of those areas?
That's right. So there's four areas. I think there's one in city, three across regional New South Wales. It's a two-year pilot program and, you know, really, we're hoping just to get these drugs out of our community.
Youth unemployment. A lot of people have been talking about it. We've had candidates say, you know, my solution to it's a great koala national park. How do we fix this? Labor's saying we throw money at it. What's your solution?
Look, I think it's got to be a combination of different things. Yes, part of it is throwing money at it, but that's not going to fix everything. We need to come up with a multifaceted solution. So what the Nationals in government have is we have a policy of 700,000 free TAFE courses over the next term of government. That's 175,000 free TAFE courses a year. Now, that will help plug the gap in training. As we've been door knocking a lot of businesses, though, there are a lot of job opportunities out there at the moment. So there are other social issues that we also need to address. So, you know, you look at youth unemployed at the moment. Some people are multi-generational unemployed in their household or in their social setting. So, you know, we need to get those people out and working, looking for work, and into the right jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we'll appoint a Minister for Regional Youth. Now, when you are unemployed, you do have to deal with a lot of different government departments. You know, there's the training side of it, the education, the health, mental health. All of these things will fall under the Minister for Regional Youth to look at so they can determine why are people falling through the gaps with youth unemployment? Why do we have such a high youth suicide rate in regional New South Wales?
Mm. Look, we're running out of time because we're going to get to the news shortly, but I want to just discuss two more things. Obviously, your preferences, but the Great Koala National Park, though, it seems to be a big topic for the Greens and for Labor. Your concerns on this one?
Look, the Labor-Greens Alliance have been pushing the Great Koala National Park for a number of years now. You know, all these so-called jobs that are supposed to be coming here with the Great Koala Park, well, you know, we have national parks here already where the Greens and Labor can put these eco-tourism jobs and all these trails. But, you know, what we've seen over the last couple of decades is those jobs haven't materialised.
Mm.
So, look, I think we need to be really careful selling off our forestry industry. You know, we all live in homes with lovely timber products. We all have wooden desks. You know, we want timber sourced from Australia. We don't want it from overseas. We've got a fantastic sustainable logging industry here in New South Wales, hundreds of direct jobs, thousands of indirect jobs. You know, let's look after that. Let's look after the forest that we have, but let's bring more ecotourism, but bring it into the national parks that we already have.
Mm. Just before we go, Gomesh, preferences. A lot of people have noticed down that the early polling have been saying, you know, where are people's preferences going? Where's it for the Nats?
Look, the Nationals aren't preferencing anybody. We haven't seen any other party bring a plan or any policies for this area that are going to drive growth, that are going to fix any of the issues that we have here. You know, we're for a prosperous and sustainable future. Good government's about having a plan and about having policies. It's not just about saying what you don't like, and that's all we've heard from the other parties.
Well, Gomesh, all the best with the election this Saturday, March 23. Still got a couple of days of early voting as well, so all the best with that.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And if anyone's going to be out of town, they can come down to the pre-polling booth at the showgrounds and cast your early vote. We need to make our votes count. And if you want a prosperous and sustainable future, vote one Gomesh Singh.
Gomesh Singh joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M News Update next.